It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Yesterday, April 10th, 2020, President Donald Trump stated this about the coronavirus. Quote, "This hidden enemy is genius," end quote. Now consider this statement from internationally known and revered journalist Chris Hedges, who said this, quote, "Resistance to radical evil is the pinnacle of human existence. We are all drowning in a sea of what can only be described as evil, insanity, and total deception. Those who are still clinging to the false belief that our government and those who comprise it are here to protect and look after us need to face the mountain of verifiable facts to the contrary." The commercial-free Global Alert News Hour starts now. The paradigm we have all formerly known is no more. It was never sustainable. This is, and always has been, a mathematical and statistical fact that few have been willing to face so far. Abrupt climate and biosphere collapse are unfolding at blinding speed. Our former paradigm had already reached its breaking point of sustainability, which in turn has now forced total power structure desperation. Enter the COVID-19 bioweapon. And we must remember this piece of the puzzle. There are over 400 nuclear power plants around the world that will all eventually go into full meltdown scenarios as societies collapse. Geoengineeringwatch.org, now with over 35 million visitors to our website, has tried to warn about what was coming for over a decade. The COVID-19 pathogen and the unfolding pandemic has been and is completely engineered. Peer-reviewed studies and previous publications in globally recognized sources like the journal Nature prove this fact. One 2015 science study report was titled, quote, "Engineered bat virus stirs debate over risky research." I have previously covered this data on this broadcast, yet how many even now are willing to face this reality? Mainstream media messengers of mass distraction and denial are being tasked with denying the fact that COVID-19 came from a lab and not from nature. Mainstream media has been tasked with never mentioning the, quote, gain-of-function virus characteristics that were engineered into the coronavirus. Four HIV DNA strands and a MERS virus DNA strand have all been engineered into this pathogen, making it much more effective for the power structure objectives it was designed for. What are some of the likely agendas being carried out? Completely eclipsing climate and biosphere collapse from public view or consciousness until the last possible moment. Effective lockdown of global societies. Implementation of total societal monitoring and surveillance. Cover for continued 5G rollout and activation. Cover for continued assaults against resource-rich nations around the world. Effectively ending protests against governments and the corporations who run them. Partial culling of the old, the weak, and the sick. Forcing a global mass vaccination campaign that will further compromise societal health, functionality, and thus make societies even easier to completely control. Unfortunately, so many in our societies have convinced themselves that their lives depend on the status quo. Thus, to their own detriment, they have so far fought to defend the very system that is literally killing them and the living planet on which their lives completely depend. With each passing day, we are free-falling further into completely uncharted territory. The most critically important breaking headline reports in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide of insanity, thank you. My deepest respect and regard for your courage in standing against the gathering storm. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 244, April 11th, 2020. in this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. I realize with current societal lockdowns, social interaction is not possible, but these materials are very easy to mail out in an envelope. Again, printed, compelling, credible materials are far more effective at waking others up than simply verbal communication. You can also take data from the geoengineeringwatch.org website and email that out. We must use every tool at our disposal to help reach a critical mass of awareness, which is the only way forward in this battle. There's no silver bullet. There's no magic way forward. We must reach a critical mass of awareness. You can search geoengineeringwatch.org, the only way forward, to find an article about this exact subject. I will also repeat the following statement consistently. It is imperative for this core element of the equation we face to be constantly kept in mind. Abrupt climate and biosphere collapse is forcing power structure total desperation. The COVID-19 scenario is the most blatant manifestation of power structure desperation. The ongoing climate engineering atmospheric particulate spraying operations are a core part of both equations. Moving on, consider this headline from last week. Kissinger warns world leaders of epochal period post-COVID pandemic. What's Kissinger saying in that message? He's saying what was is over, and now what will be is being implemented. And if the population, for the record, does not wake up and face what's being done and why, we have no chance. Time is not on our side. And for the record, Bill Gates is sending the same post-COVID engineered pandemic message, the New World Order message, with Kissinger. More on Gates, much more on Gates, later in this broadcast. And while I outline and connect critical pieces of the puzzle to form a picture of the horizon that we collectively face, the bottom line is, as already stated, and always will be, biosphere collapse, which in and of itself makes all power structure objectives moot. Such objectives matter not on a dead planet. This is an unthinkable reality, which is perilously close. And in regard to that fact, this must also be remembered, always. As stated already, it is the biosphere collapse factor which is forcing the hand of those in power. Again, enter the completely engineered COVID-19 bioweapon. Now this headline. Henry Kissinger calls for new post-world order, parallel to the last headline. Again, Henry Kissinger, whose decades-long push for a power structure-controlled, quote, new world order is well known. I've covered many direct quotes from Kissinger on many of my previous broadcasts for many years. A few Kissinger quote reminders. This, first, from Kissinger, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac, end quote. Next quote from Kissinger, the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. While serving as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor under Presidents Nixon and Ford, Kissinger played a starring role in bombing campaigns against Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos, and oversaw regime change operations that placed brutal dictators in power in Argentina and Chile, as well as supporting state-sanctioned repression in Indonesia. And this is just a few examples of what Kissinger has been involved with. How does our society let people like this not only run free, but actually to continue wielding power from behind the curtain? Kissinger also said this, quote, the new world order cannot happen without the U.S. participation, as we are the most significant single component. Yes, there will be a new world order, Kissinger states, and it will force the United States to change its perceptions, end quote from Henry Kissinger. Again, even while pushing 100 years of age, still ruling from behind the curtain. Here's another Kissinger quote. "It is not a matter of what is true that counts, but a matter of what is perceived to be true." Question: is Kissinger any different from Nazi war criminal Joseph Goebbels, who stated this, quote, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it," end quote. U.S. official sources and U.S. mainstream media propaganda sources would have us believe that Chinese bats are responsible for the COVID-19 bioweapon. U.S. mainstream media is no longer even mentioning the fact that COVID-19 was verifiably engineered in a lab and not from nature. But if the fact that it was engineered is brought up, we're officially told that China is solely responsible for engineering the COVID-19 bioweapon. If this was true, then how did Anthony Fauci know in 2017 that, quote, "a surprise epidemic would occur during Trump's presidency"? I will play the audio of Fauci stating so in his own words later in this broadcast. Is it just a coincidence that the Trump administration lifted the restrictions on experimentation with level 4 pathogens also in 2017? This one example headline: U.S. government lifts ban on risky pathogen research. That's from nature.com, but there are many other sources of verification that that's what occurred. So to reiterate, the current administration lifting restrictions on experimentation with highly dangerous and lethal level 4 pathogens. The denial that is so prevalent in so much of the U.S. population must be shattered. We are rapidly running out of time. The epidemic of Stockholm syndrome that is so pervasive in global populations must be shattered. We currently have a scenario within countless populations that amounts to Stockholm syndrome on steroids. Stockholm syndrome develops when people are placed in a situation where they feel intense fear of physical harm and believe all control is in the hands of their tormentor, which includes, in this case, governments and the corporations who control them. The psychological response of conformity to the oppressor follows after a period of time and is a form of survival strategy for the victims. But in fact, clearly this is not a survival strategy. It is a recipe for certain near-term demise. We are all on a rapidly sinking ship being captained by the criminally insane. The same murderous criminal cabal that carried out the 9/11 false flag event in plain sight is now very actively and aggressively tightening the noose around our collective necks. A cancerous criminal element has metastasized throughout the ranks of our own government over many decades, which is now nothing less than a fascist empire that is joined at the hip and inseparable from the military-industrial complex and the pharmaceutical-industrial complex. We were warned again and again. John F. Kennedy, Eisenhower, Martin Luther King, and so many others over so many decades have warned us all. Yet, willfully blind and unquestioning support of the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex persists. The U.S. population has been well-trained to deify the U.S. military and the U.S. medical industry. Power structure-controlled mainstream media demonizes any who dare to do otherwise. To those that are feeding from the mainstream media trough of total power structure propaganda, this message, unless you look elsewhere for information on what exactly is unfolding and why, you will continue to have completely spun and incorrect pictures of the wider horizon. On that note, the White House briefings are in this same category. They are nothing less than scripted theater, all part of enforcing and advancing official narratives and agendas. We will get to some hard and extremely unpleasant truths in this broadcast. Stay tuned. From APnews.com, U.S. wasted months before preparing for virus pandemic. Question: was this part of the plan? Was it? From that report, Washington, as the first alarm sounded in early January that an outbreak of novel coronavirus in China might ignite a global pandemic, the Trump administration squandered nearly 2 months that could have been used to bolster the federal stockpile of critically needed medical supplies and equipment. A review of federal purchasing contracts by the Associated Press shows federal agencies largely waited until mid-March to begin placing bulk orders of N95 respiratory masks, mechanical ventilators, and other equipment needed for frontline healthcare workers. Now, about the ventilators, are they actually helping or in fact causing even more mortality? This headline, quote, ventilators are no panacea for critically ill. This is from National Public Radio, by the way, for the record. Them telling the truth for once, because they're a power structure controlled entity as well. From that report, most coronavirus patients who end up on ventilators go on to die, according to several studies from US, China, and Europe. Many of the patients who continue to live can't be taken off the mechanical breathing machines. Dr. Tiffany Osborne, a critical care specialist at Washington University in St. Louis, who's been caring for coronavirus patients, stated this, quote, it's very concerning to see how many patients who require ventilation do not make it out of a hospital. That concern is echoed by other pulmonary critical care doctors. Another physician stated this, we have had several patients between the hospitals across the Northwell system that have come off the breathing machine, but the vast majority are unable to. All the early research suggests that once coronavirus patients are placed on a ventilator, they will probably need to stay on it for weeks, and the longer patients remain on a breathing machine, the more likely they are to die. The ventilator itself can do damage to the lung tissue based on how much pressure is required to help oxygen get processed by the lungs. Coronavirus patients often need dangerously high levels of both pressure and oxygen because their lungs have so much inflammation. Another risk from the ventilator is that the tube carrying air and extra oxygen to the lungs provides a pathway for dangerous germs. Many ventilated patients get a new lung infection, a problem known as ventilator-associated pneumonia. Question, why aren't we hearing about any of this from official sources or power structure-controlled mainstream media? That question needs to be asked and answered. Many know the answer, but the public needs to start asking that question. We are all being told we must wear masks when in public, yet consider this new headline. Trump and other top officials yet to don masks in public despite announcing CDC guidelines. They're refusing to wear masks and seem not to show any caution at all when they're all standing together on these podiums. Why not? Why not? What protection do they have that the rest of us don't have access to? What happens to U.S. military officers who try to do what is honorable? This, acting U.S. Navy Secretary calls aircraft carrier captain stupid and naive. U.S. Navy aircraft carrier captain Brett Kozier was fired for attempting to protect the carrier crew of 5,000 men and women whose lives were entrusted to him. Kozier tried to sound the alarm of the spreading COVID contamination through proper military channels, but got exactly nowhere. He was shut down. He was then forced to take a course of action that any truly honorable individual would have taken. He went public with the unfolding crisis in his ship, an infection crisis that put the lives of his crew at risk. And not only his crew, but every civilian his crew would have come in contact with. Captain Brett Kozier's message was not only that the Navy faces a huge problem in terms of disease control. Implicitly, it was that the entire U.S. war machine is effectively inoperable. The military could still, quote, fight sick, end quote, in an emergency, but since no emergency exists, its only realistic option is to shut down until the pandemic is under control. Short of that, the infection rate will continue to climb, spelling disaster for every civilian population, again, that the military would come in contact with. But faced with the loss of its high-tech toys, the brass responded in typical childish fashion by shutting its eyes, plugging its ears, and screaming, I can't hear you. Captain Brett Kozier is now out of his military career as a result of his sounding the alarm for the protection of his crew, while the Trump administration is continuing to beat the drums of war, continuing to bomb foreign resource-rich nations and or continuing to destabilize them in order to install puppet dictators like what's occurring in Venezuela right now, putting a $15 million bounty on the head of a foreign sovereign nation. The train is totally off the rails. Sending troops into battle, ordering ships to deploy against non-existent threats, stepping up economic sanctions that cripple efforts to defend against the disease, all of this merely ensures that the disease will intensify and thousands more will die. Let's stop for a moment to consider another quote from Henry Kissinger that makes crystal clear the power structure's perspective of our military brothers and sisters. Kissinger stated this, quote, "Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy," end quote. That's the mentality that runs our military. They're used as cannon fodder again and again and again. And the military adventures abroad are not about freedom, not about democracy. It's about empire and the empire's pursuit of resources in other countries in order to sustain itself for as long as it can. Just like a cancer killing its host. So many ask again and again, why would, quote, they do this to themselves? As Kissinger stated, and I quoted in this broadcast, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. That's their mentality. They are power addicts. And the fact that they will continue to do what they do until nothing is left is a given. It's a given. The population needs to understand this mentality so they understand exactly the level of evil we are fighting. We have seen the enemy, and he is us. It is within our own ranks, within our own government. And the population must face this fact, and immediately, or we have no chance. And our military brothers and sisters also must understand what they are being used for. Paid mercenaries for a dying and completely out of control empire. Again, the COVID-19 engineered bioweapon, which evidence indicates our own government was involved with, is the most shocking example yet of total power structure desperation. Stay with me through this broadcast. I will get to more evidence to back up the statements made. But in summary, a completely out of control criminal cabal is running the Western power structure, which includes the United States of America at the top of the Western power structure pyramid. Are other global governments corrupt and out of control? Absolutely. But should that fact allow us to take our eyes off what our own government is doing and using by far the largest military machine in the world to do it? We are now free-falling into a real-life Orwellian science fiction nightmare scenario. How did it get so bad? Far too few have been willing to set aside ideology, preconceptions, and program biases and personal pursuits of pleasure in order to face and deal with reality. And now, converging catastrophes have come home to roost. Follow me through with a rapid succession of headlines that highlight the impact of the engineered coronavirus scenario. All of these headlines can easily be researched online. Don't have time to cover them in any depth on this broadcast because I want to get to more dire pieces of the puzzle after this succession of headlines. First, complete collapse of economies ahead as Africa faces virus. Next headline, world at risk of second Great Depression due to coronavirus, says Chinese Central Bank. That's not true. It's not a second Great Depression indicating that somehow this will pass. Not going to pass. The world, the reality, the paradigm we have formerly known is done. It's not coming back. Now it's a question of can we salvage anything for the long term? Time will tell. Next headline, UN predicts deep recession in Latin America due to virus. Another headline, carnivals struggle to survive the coronavirus as outbreak wipes out the cruise industry. Another headline, coronavirus brings Boeing's U.S. airplane production to a halt. Another headline, Halliburton cuts jobs and executive pay. Another headline, Exxon cuts spending by $10 billion as oil prices collapse. Next headline, Valeric cuts 900 pipe manufacturing jobs in North America. Another headline. Alaska warned U.S. government its largest regional airline was on the verge of collapse. Another headline. Ocean shipping services continue to deteriorate. Another headline. Bank of America receives 177,000 applications for coronavirus-related loans. Another headline. Mall owners worried over mortgage payments as retailers skip rent. The dominoes are falling, and they will continue to fall. Another headline, with over a million coronavirus cases, economic freefall looms. That's a given. From TheIntercept.com, I'll name this source. Amid critical supply shortage, FEMA, is spending millions to protect Trump properties. Every year since 2017, the report states, Congress has directed FEMA to set aside $41 million of its budget to offset the extraordinary costs of providing security for President Donald Trump's properties in various locations. That's interesting, isn't it? Does that seem a conflict of interest? Moving on, more headlines. Trump says considering second round of direct payments to Americans, pacifying the population while the noose can continue to be tightened around our collective necks. Another headline, bailing out the bailout. Commentary in that headline, it will take years to sort through the details, but the president's $2 trillion COVID-19 response looks like a double down on the last disaster. Another headline, many Americans say those $1,200 stimulus checks won't be enough. What would it take to get more money, they ask. Another headline, coronavirus mortgage bailout. There's going to be complete chaos, says industry CEO. Next headline, dangerous disinflationary shock slams reeling world economy. As we've stated at geoengineeringwatch.org for so many years, climate and biosphere collapse will force societal, economic and societal collapse and power structure desperation. All of those factors playing out right now. More headlines under the Got Food category. Food banks warn they will soon run out of food as economic suffering explodes all over America. Another headline under that category, new report exposes how unsustainable the meat industry really is. Another headline, coronavirus upends global food supply chains in latest economic shock. More headlines, quote, complete collapse of economies ahead as Africa faces virus. Another headline, key food prices are surging after virus upends supply chains, parallel to an earlier headline. Another headline, revealed food bank shortages expected to hit Washington state by mid-April. Another headline, millions of Americans face water shutoffs during pandemic. Another headline, farmers destroy crops grown for restaurants and hotels. Next headline, Canadian and U.S. farms face crop losses due to foreign worker delays. Weather warfare also greatly decimating crops all over the globe. And that factor has been completely eclipsed by the COVID-19 engineered scenario. Next headline, countries across the world start to suspend food exports to secure domestic supplies. Another headline, World Health Organization says there's a global shortfall of 5.9 million nurses as world battles coronavirus pandemic. Another headline, Japan to declare state of emergency covering big cities such as Tokyo and Osaka. Next headline, escape from Tokyo, a hot topic in Japan as state of emergency looms. Next headline, Hong Kong businesses survived the city's protests. Coronavirus pandemic may be their breaking point. Again, while the world is spiraling toward a state of chaos and collapse, the trigger mechanism of which was an engineered pathogen, is an engineered pathogen, the COVID-19 pathogen. While all of this is unfolding, the U.S. is still actively attempting to destabilize resource-rich nations. Again, the $15 million bounty on the head of Venezuela's Maduro, the head of a sovereign nation, is a stunning example. Another headline. When Mexico and Canada were asked for one word to describe the U.S., they stated, quote, chaos and, quote, money. This side note, quote, from President Trump was made at the April 10th White House briefing. The president said this, I am quoting directly, our atmosphere, our environmental cleanliness is at its all-time best right now. It's all-time best. He repeated that, end quote. For the record, this statement from our president could not be further from the truth. Moving on. From DefenseOne.com, Lockheed adds 1,000 employees amid coronavirus crisis, wants to hire 5,000 more. Defense industry doing fine, apparently, through all this. Last month, the U.S. economy shed more than 700,000 jobs. It's much more than that now. We know it's the many millions. Lockheed officials say they plan to add even more employees to its roughly 110,000-person workforce in the coming months ahead. The company, which booked nearly $60 billion in sales last year, has 5,000 open positions as business expands amid increased Pentagon and international contracts and deals. Think about this. The world is imploding around us. We have an absolutely engineered virus, which no official source or no power structure supported mainstream media is willing to face or discuss or disclose to the public. And yet we have a military industrial machine that in many ways is continuing to ramp up, building more weapons of mass destruction, more tankers to spray our skies with aerosols and who knows what else, while everything implodes around us. Speaking of what's being sprayed in our skies, from defensenews.com, the following new headline report that confirms what I reported on this broadcast previously. Here's the headline. With the commercial aviation industry in a nosedive, the Defense Department offers airlines a lifeline. What does this headline refer to? What I reported last week, that the U.S. Department of Defense is renting commercial aircraft with commercial insignias, identification, so they look like commercial aircraft, stripping out the interiors and using them for what? Perhaps ongoing atmospheric spraying operations? We have film footage of exactly that happening. Commercial aircraft absolutely positively spraying particulates into our skies. And how do we know that this is actually spraying? Because we've tested it at altitude with a NOAA flying lab. Geoengineeringwatch.org has. Search our trailer for the dimming to see evidence of that. And we have film footage of these commercial aircraft with nozzles visible turning on and off. It is occurring, period. And we now know conclusively the U.S. Department of Defense is renting commercial aircraft, hundreds and hundreds of them, and they plan to increase the amount. Why? Let's ask why. What else is the U.S. military industrial complex up to? From the LA Times and other sources, newsletter, hospitals say the federal government has seized their supplies. From this report, President Trump has left it largely up to states and hospitals to secure whatever supplies they can during the coronavirus pandemic. Yet the federal government has been quietly seizing some of the orders of those supplies, leaving medical providers across the country in the dark about where their materials are going and how they can get what they need. Report continues, hospitals and clinics in seven states described the seizures in interviews over the past week. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is not publicly reporting the acquisitions despite the outlay of millions of dollars of taxpayer money, nor has the administration detailed how it decides which supplies to seize and where to reroute them. But wait, while all this is going on, our government is spending $2 trillion to help U.S. citizens, right? Not exactly. Consider this headline. Millions of small businesses stunned to learn they are not eligible for bailout loans. Now, the bailouts are primarily for those who already have the money, with a small exception to pacify populations until the brutal bitter end. That's what the bailouts are about. What else is the engineered COVID virus pandemic about? This. Pandemic drones, this is a headline. Pandemic drones can now detect fever and coughing. From that report, the COVID-19 outbreak is proving to be the Trojan horse that justifies the ushering in of the surveillance state. How governments and corporations are quickly deploying big data and spy tools to monitor people during the pandemic. What's unfolding in America is a full-blown surveillance state. A U.S.-based drone company called Dragonfly is spearheading the effort to build a drone network across public areas to detect infected people. The drone network is called the, quote, Global Early Warning System, and it would be able to spot the first signs of a pandemic, or so we're told. Also a mechanism to isolate and detain any members of the population the power structure chooses to isolate and detain. On that note, about dictatorial powers, consider this headline. What's happening in other countries? Again, coming to the U.S., already unfolding in the U.S. Hungarian Prime Minister assumes dictatorial powers. From that report, in a rush to respond to the pandemic, the Prime Minister of Hungary has taken dictatorial powers. This week, Parliament passed a law, quote, on protecting against the coronavirus, end quote, that will allow Prime Minister Orbán to sidestep Parliament while the crisis lasts. The Hungarian president can now, quote, suspend the enforcement of certain laws, depart from statutory regulations, and implement additional extraordinary measures by decree. Anyone who obstructs the government response to pandemic, for example, to the pandemic, by leaving quarantine without permission can face 3 years in prison. Hungarians could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison for distorting the truth or publishing false information about the virus and the government response. In other words, false information is anything that disputes the official narrative. Exactly what's happening here in the U.S. As usual, the government gets to decide what counts as false or misleading information, report states. Why would a government ever let go of these powers? The report asks. They could extend the emergency for years and maybe transition right into another crisis that demands the same. Authoritarian power. Same thing happening here in the U.S. Switching gears for a moment, the Epoch Times has just released a new one-hour report about the COVID-19 bioweapon. But should this report be considered objective? They call it a documentary. Should we consider it objective? When the source of the video is the pro-U.S. anti-China group Falun Gong. As always, investigate sources because they all have agendas. Moving on to the most public face of the unfolding, engineered, and orchestrated insanity. This headline. Bill Gates outlines three steps U.S. government needs to take to, quote, save lives and get the country back to work, end quote. From the report, vaccine. Gates said a vaccine can be created in less than 18 months with rapid trials. Gates further stated that the federal government should help build facilities where the vaccines will be made. Let's connect more dots. Consider this headline. Bill Gates and the return on investment in vaccinations. From that report, CNBC's interview with Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, revealed that Gates made a $10 billion investment on vaccine development and distribution over the last 20 years. Gates has given tens of millions more in donations to the World Health Organization and other organizations that Gates has sought to actively control and manipulate for his own purposes, objectives, and agendas. But it is imperative, in fact, absolutely essential, to keep in mind that the push for forced vaccinations and forced vaccinating of populations is ultimately not about profits. It's about controlling and culling populations in response to Earth's collapsing climate and ecosystems. It is about the fact that those in power are very focused on reducing global populations, not for the greater good. That is not their driving motive or motivation. No. The global power structure is focused on culling the herd in a vain and destructive attempt to ensure their own survival for as long as possible. Mr. Eugenics himself, Bill Gates, would have us believe that he's going to save us with yet another vaccine, just like he has, quote, saved African children that are statistically 500% more likely to die during the first 5 months of their life if they had been vaccinated as compared to non-vaccinated children in Africa. The following incredibly articulate and damning report was penned by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Please listen carefully to everything it states. Vaccines for Bill Gates are a strategic philanthropy that feeds his many vaccine-related businesses, including Microsoft's ambition to control a global vaccination ID enterprise, giving Gates dictatorial control over global health policy, the spear tip of the corporate neo-imperialism. Gates' obsession with vaccines seems fueled by a messianic conviction that he is ordained to save the world with technology and godlike willingness to experiment with the lives of lesser humans. Promising to eradicate polio with $1.2 billion, Gates took control of India's National Advisory Board, the NAB, and mandated 50 polio vaccines, up from 5, to every child before age 5. Indian doctors blame the Gates campaign for a devastating vaccine-strain polio epidemic that paralyzed 496,000 children, nearly 500,000 children, damaged between 2000 and 2017. In 2017, the Indian government scaled back Gates' vaccine regime and evicted Gates and his cronies from all the NAB advisory board positions. Polio paralysis rates dropped in India precipitously after. In 2017, the World Health Organization reluctantly admitted that the global polio explosion is predominantly vaccine strain, meaning it is coming from the Gates vaccine program. The most frightening epidemics in Congo, Philippines, and Afghanistan are all linked to Gates's vaccines. By 2018, three-fourths of the global polio cases were noted as being from the Gates vaccines. In 2014, the Gates Foundation funded tests of experimental HPV vaccines developed by GSK and Merck on 23,000 young girls in remote Indian provinces. Approximately 1,200 suffered severe side effects, including autoimmune and fertility disorders. 7 died. Indian government investigations charged that Gates funded researchers that committed pervasive ethical violations, pressuring vulnerable village girls into the trial, bullying parents, forging consent forms, and refusing medical care to the injured girls. The case is now in the country's Supreme Court. In 2010, the Gates Foundation funded a trial of GSK's experimental malaria vaccines, killing 151 African infants and causing serious adverse effects, including paralysis, seizures, febrile convulsions to 1,048 of the 5,049 children that were tested or experimented on, we should say. In 2010, Gates committed $10 billion to the World Health Organization, promising to reduce population. How do these go together? He's trying to vaccinate to save, but yet his ultimate goal is to reduce population. Connect those dots. More on that in a moment. In part through new vaccines. A month later, Gates told a TED Talk that the new vaccines, quote, could reduce population, end quote. In 2014, Kenya's Catholic Doctors Association accused the World Health Organization of chemically sterilizing millions of unwilling Kenyan women with a phony, quote, tetanus vaccine campaign. Independent labs found the sterility formula in every Gates vaccine tested. After denying the charges, the World Health Organization finally admitted it had been developing the sterility vaccines for over a decade. Similar accusations came from Tanzania, Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines. A 2017 study showed that the World Health Organization's popular DTP is killing more Africans than the disease it pretends to prevent. Vaccinated girls suffered 10 times the death rate of unvaccinated children, 1,000% higher in that particular case. Gates and the World Health Organization refused to recall the lethal vaccine, which the World Health Organization forces upon millions of African children annually. In addition to using his wealth to control the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and many other organizations, Gates funds private pharmaceutical companies that manufacture vaccines and a massive network of pharmaceutical industries front groups that broadcast deceptive propaganda, develop fraudulent studies, conduct surveillance and physical operations against vaccine hesitancy, and use Gates' power and money to silence dissent and coerce compliance. In countless recent nonstop media appearances, Gates appears gleeful that the COVID-19 crisis will give him the opportunity to force his third world vaccine programs on American children. Think about all that I have just covered while considering this quote, direct quote from Bill Gates. The world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion, Gates states. He continues with this. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare and reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. That's eugenics, period. It's what's unfolding now on our planet. It couldn't be more obvious. We need the public to wake up, face reality, connect the dots, rise to the occasion, expose the insanity so that we might have a chance of putting an end to it. This headline from the LA Times, race for vaccine intensifies as coronavirus hits Asia with second wave of outbreaks. Mainstream media and all those involved with it doing the bidding of people like Gates and the power structure, not telling the truth, only propagating the official narrative. Continue to keep in mind that Henry Kissinger is not only in lockstep with Gates, but in fact may be to some degree directing him. Consider this headline from stillnessandthestorm.com. Henry Kissinger says the solution to coronavirus is the new world order. Now, again, connect the fact that climate and biosphere collapse is a core motivating factor for those in power to control and cull populations. Yet they will never admit to the ongoing climate engineering, solar radiation management, atmospheric aerosol spraying occurring in skies all over the globe that are further fueling the planetary meltdown and may be used and may be being used as a platform for pathogen distribution. Consider this statement from Gates at a recent TED Talk.
Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than one ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero.
What changes do you suppose Mr. Gates was referring to? In a February 26, 2015 interview by CBC News, Gates stated this exactly. In reference to the forwarding of his agenda to vaccinate global populations, Gates said, "We are not moving forward as fast as I would like," end quote. Next, Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, the Trump administration appointee for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, have direct financial ties totaling in the hundreds of millions of dollars. While keeping that in mind, and keeping in mind everything that I've already covered about Gates and his very transparent agenda to wreak havoc around the globe by the utilization of vaccine programs, which he has funded and backed, that use populations as guinea pigs to carry out his experiments, consider the following statement made by Anthony Fauci on air in 2017, and ask yourself how Anthony Fauci knew what was coming. Listen carefully.
"One message that I want to leave with you today, based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak."
There will be a, quote, surprise outbreak during this presidency. Mr. Fauci, how exactly did you know that in 2017? What level of suffering and death have the Gates Foundation vaccine programs already brought to third world children? Available information is vast and shocking, some of which has already been covered. Yes, there's also numerous sources that claim that it's all just rumors or, quote, conspiracy theories, the programmed knee-jerk term that has kept so many in populations from actually investigating. That must change. Here's my challenge. Do your own research. See if you are able to turn two blind eyes to what Bill Gates has done and is doing around the world and those that are working directly with him. Members in this administration, which were placed there by this administration, consider that everything we see, what the public perceives as the government's attempt to help assist them and protect them, is all theater, all absolutely theater, while other agendas are being carried out. This is not a Democrat-Republican issue, a left-right, a liberal-conservative issue. That is all a grand illusion. We must rise past that if we're to have any chance whatsoever of changing course. In the meantime, again, the backdrop of climate and biosphere collapse is the absolute bottom line and is the core factor that's fueling the current blatant power structure desperation, everything that we're seeing unfold around us. Back to the current completely engineered bioweapon pandemic. Gates and presidential appointees somehow again magically knew it was all coming, right up to event 201, the mock coronavirus drill that Gates and Cruz staged on October 18th of last year, immediately before the coronavirus pandemic emerged into public view. Let's backtrack to this statement. This is from the Gates Foundation website, February 17. The Gates Foundation report transcript says this: "The next epidemic could originate on the computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a super contagious and deadly strain of the flu." The Gates report continues, stating, "Whether it occurs by a quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist," who are the terrorists, actually, Mr. Gates? We should ask that question. Who are the terrorists when you are so involved with research on these exact pandemic pathogens? Who is the real terrorist, Mr. Gates? The report continues. "Epidemiologists say a fast-moving airborne pathogen could kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And they say there is a reasonable probability the world will experience such an outbreak in the next 10 to 15 years. More prophecy from Mr. Gates. Or inside knowledge, we should say. Gates continues. "The good news," the Gates Foundation says, "is that with advances in biotechnology, new vaccines and drugs can help prevent epidemics from spreading out of control. And most of the things we need to do to protect against naturally occurring pandemics There's nothing natural about this pandemic. Again, peer-reviewed science study proves that, covered part of that in this broadcast already and previous broadcast. But the report states, quote, naturally occurring pandemics are the same things we must prepare for as that which we would prepare for in the case of an intentional biological attack. The Gates report continues. First and most importantly, we have to build an arsenal of new weapons, quote, vaccinations, drugs, and diagnostics, i.e. surveillance. Report continues, vaccines can be especially important in containing epidemics, but today it is typically 10 years or more to develop and license a new vaccine. To significantly curb deaths from a fast-moving airborne pathogen, we would need to get that down to considerably less, to 90 days. The Gates report continues, what we need to do is prepare for the epidemic the way the military prepares for war. This includes germ games, i.e. the Event 201 right before the epidemic occurred, and other preparedness exercises so we can better understand how diseases will spread and people will respond in a panic. That's part of their agenda, isn't it? Gauging how to control populations. More from the report. It is encouraging that global alliances like the G7 and the G20 are beginning to focus on pandemic preparedness. Do we think those organizations care at all about public welfare? No, they exist for their own purposes, period. Gates continues with this. Imagine if I told you that somewhere in the world there's a weapon that exists or that could emerge capable of killing tens of thousands or millions of people, bringing economies to a standstill and throwing nations into chaos. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Gates continues. That is the situation we face with a biological threat. We may not know if that weapon is man-made or a product of nature, but one thing we can be almost certain of, a highly lethal global pandemic will occur in our lifetimes. Mr. Gates, your associate Anthony Fauci seemed to know positively that it would occur during this presidency. Again, this quote made last week by President Trump that I covered at the beginning of this broadcast. This is from the April 10th White House briefing. President Trump said this, a reminder. He said, quote, this hidden enemy is genius, end quote. And again, remember, from Bill Gates to Anthony Fauci, both completely in bed together with common big pharma investments, all are Trump administration appointees and advisors. Last week, President Trump also said this, quote, nobody thought a pandemic was going to happen, end quote. That's certainly not true, is it? Again, Mr. President, your advisors and your appointees have repeatedly stated on the record for years that a coming pandemic was absolutely certain. Again, this question, how did Anthony Fauci know there would be a coming, quote, surprise pandemic during this presidency? Now consider this message that is being trumpeted, no pun intended, by Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger. Quote, until mass vaccinations, large gatherings may not come back. New world order, forced vaccinations, connect the dots. And in regard to the verifiable damage and death vaccinations are causing, the president stated during his campaign he was going to form an investigative committee with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. heading that committee. But he abandoned that completely. And Bill Gates is taking full credit for instructing the president to let that go, to not form such a committee to actually investigate the death and suffering vaccinations are causing. Keep all of this in mind, all of it verifiable, and all of it against the backdrop of unfolding climate and biosphere collapse, which is the core motivating factor for those who are attempting to lock down, cull, control, and surveil populations. The ongoing climate engineering, weather warfare assault in our skies is a core aspect of the entire equation that's unfolding. We're in completely uncharted territory. The cancer of global power cabals are tightening the noose around our collective necks from countless directions. We must collectively stand against the insanity, or it will very soon be game over. Fully facing reality, fully facing the darkening horizon is extraordinarily difficult and painful. But refusing to face reality is suicidal. The threats we collectively face are dire and immediate. We must face them today, or we will not have tomorrow. If we stand together against a gathering storm, we could yet make a difference. We could yet make a quantum leap in the right direction. Share credible data from a credible source. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more about how you can help. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.